It's been said that well-behaved women rarely make history. In Bloomington, a group of women of a certain age is putting that adage to the test by upending notions about little old ladies and the traditional American songbook. Artwork's Yael Cassander filed this report.
We're the raging grannies singing our song, doo-da, doo-da. Our Cuba policy is wrong, it's got to change today.
The Hoosier Raging Grannies had donned their multicolored aprons and flowered hats for a pitch-in at the Unitarian Church, hosting the Pastors for Peace Friendship Mint Caravan to Cuba as it passed through Bloomington, Indiana. The caravan challenges the U.S. trade and travel blockade of Cuba by delivering humanitarian aid to the island nation and raising awareness along the way.
I can't go to FedEx and send a wheelchair to someone who needs because of the travel and trade embargo.
Arthur Stein is a member of Cubanistad, the sister city project linking Santa Clara, Cuba, and Bloomington.
So the pastors allow us a way of transporting our offerings and our heart and care to friends and neighbors.
The gathering of caravanistas, as they're called, and community activists is the perfect setting for the choral protesters known as the Raging Grannies, performing a few numbers just for the occasion.
It's been 51 years that our government tried to kick out old Fidel, but the Cubans are proud, brave, and fearless, and tell Uncle Sam go to hell.
But Cuba is not the Grannies' only cause célèbre.
Any subject out there. Songs about peace, songs about war, against war.
Glenda Breeden performs with the Hoosier Raging Grannies, who address a number of themes and current affairs.
When the Supreme Court ruling came down recently, there are now songs about the corporations being people now. You know, just anything. But they're to the tunes of things, a lot of show tunes and a lot of tunes like Daisy, Bicycle Belt for Two, old American tunes that most people are familiar with. And then we put a new spin on them that usually have to do with social justice issues. And it's fun. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're heavy. You know, it depends.
While imploding the traditional songbook, the Grannies also do a number on the persona of the little old lady.
What we like to do is play the granny stereotype to the hilt.
Cynthia Roberts-Hall started the Hoosier Raging Grannies.
And so maybe shawls, aprons, sometimes we carry accessories, rolling pins or egg beaters or something along those lines, big floppy, outrageous hats.
Bloomington's Granny Band is an offshoot of a larger movement that started in Canada in 1987. A group of women in their 50s and 60s first came out to protest the nukes on board U.S. Navy ships stationed around Victoria, British Columbia, where they lived. Within time, grannying went global in an appropriately grassroots way.
No, I think I got an email from Cindy one day. She said she'd been to a WELF conference, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom conference, and had met some raging grannies.
I thought, oh, that's great, but I don't really sing, so... Yeah, I didn't think a whole lot more about it. Then I went to another WILF Congress in Iowa, just, I guess, 2008, and they were inviting people to join in, so I got brave, and we sang at the Congress, and then we went into their farmer's market. It was very inspiring, so I just came back with the idea that why not have one in Bloomington?
So I joined Cindy, and then there are, I don't know how many are on the mailing list, but we vary from, there might be 3 of us, there might be 10 of us that sing at different events. We've sung at the farmer's market uninvited. We've sung at the farmer's market invited. We sang at the county fair last year for the Hoosiers for Common Sense Health Plan. We sang for Bloomington Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty. And on tax day at the post office, we've sung there 2 years in a row.
With the material that you're using or that you're improvising on, some of those songs are really sacred cows to a lot of people. I imagine that you encounter some hostility.
Yes, we have encountered hostility in several different places. At the county fair, there was a table across from the healthcare folks, and they really took offense at some of the things we were saying. They really felt like that we were pushing socialism, you know, with wanting single-payer healthcare.
We sang about homelessness, actually, outside of City Hall when there was the tent city and so forth, and there was going to be a city council meeting discussing that. And that was really nice because we were able to involve the audience, and we joined hands at the end. And so often it's a tune that people know and can easily pick up on and sing along. It's a nice way to express your activism, but in a more inspirational manner. Expressing it through song is a great way to do it.
Here's our generic all-purpose protest song.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
Whenever things go wrong, it's got no purpose.
There are photos of the Hoosier Raging Grannies on our website, along with a link to their website and that of the international group. The Grannies were recorded July 12th during an event to host the 21st Pastors for Peace Friendship Caravan, currently en route to Cuba. Photos by Kay Westhues, taken during the 1994 caravan, are on view this month in Bloomington's Showers Building atrium and in the Friends of Art bookstore in the Fine Arts Building on the IU campus.